on one of the other ships, I went up to steer the ship in a storm. I think it was the Winfred Smith going to Russia, and we were in a terrible storm in the North Atlantic, heading up to the Arctic Ocean, and the ship was rolling and pitching, and I went up and steered, and I knew how to take my time with the steering gear and not force it and not try to move it too fast. Just let it swing and then change the setting of the steering wheel and let the ship slowly get back on track. Mm-hmm. And that meant that we didn't waste our time going back and forth, trying to keep a very straight line. And by the time the first hour was over, we found ourselves catching up with the other ships in the convoy, going ahead too fast. And so the captain had to telephone down to the engine room, reduce the speed by two turns per minute. And so the engineers did. They screwed up the steam and slowed it down a little bit. But we still kept up with the rest of the convoy because there was no waste of the ship moving back and forth too much. Mm-hmm. And so at the end of my 2 hours, the captain complimented me. Thank you for doing a very fine steering job. And then, speaking of honors, I went down below to the mess room, and the gunner's mess was right next to ours, and a big gunner came through and he says, "Did you just come off that wheel?" I said, "Yes." "Well, thank you." I said, "What's the matter?" "Well, thank you, because I hadn't been able to sleep for the 2 hours, three, 4 hours before that. But when you came on that steering, things quieted down. I was able to sleep. Thank you very much." So I got along with the gun crew on that ship.
Yeah.
But that was the Winfred Smith. But after the Alfred Moore, I got off that, and I was in New York, and I wanted to get another kind of ship, and here I saw an American Export Line ship come on the shipping board, and it was named the Exchester, so I knew it was one of their old timers, not a Liberty ship. Mm-hmm. So I said, "Good, I'm going to try that." So this is in 1944, in the summer of 44, I got on that ship, and that was the Exchester. It was a Hog Islander built in 1919 and finished in 1920, and that was built in Philadelphia at Hog Island. They were very strange ships because they had no sheer curve to them at all. The ship was a flat piece of steel, not even as bent as not even as arched as a bridge. It's just flat. Mm-hmm. And it meant that when you hit storms, the bow was always under the water. It would dive under and get sunk. So I saw that I got aboard that ship, and I saw that they had welded most of the ventilation holes up in the bows, put a piece of steel on them, welded them shut, because there's no good trying to keep the water out of that ship. It was an interesting ship because the wooden decks, the upper decks were all wooden decks. So when I went to sleep the first night, I woke up during the evening on the ship and I started scratching. Finally I got frantic, scratching myself, and I turned the light on, and here a whole bunch of lice ran off me, all red. They'd been chewing me up. So I left the light on and got some sleep without the lice or bed bugs, whatever they were.
Right.
And the next morning I went to the chief mate and complained. I said, "Excuse me, I couldn't sleep." "Oh, that again. Yeah, about every 3 months you have a new batch of lice or bed bugs come on, so we have to call up the fumigator. So I'll call the fumigator. They call the fumigator. He sealed all the doors and openings in the crew area and put in gas. We had a quiet nights after that. But that was an old ship, and we were all in the stern. And we could feel the rattle and roll of the steering gear and the propeller as it went around and around. And it was an old ship and not much left of it, but she was all right. They sent her down to Cuba. Mm-hmm. And we went down to Cuba and picked up sugar after it had been run through the mill. And it came up in bags. They loaded sacks of sugar. And they had strong men carrying those sacks. And I thought that we would be in good shape